So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's up, gym owners? Trev Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket podcast here with my beautiful, gorgeous, lovely, intelligent, amazing wife, Laura.
Thank you.
And we're about to smash some relationships with employees. Relationships with employees are 100% crucial, not only for, say, buy-in, but also for a culture, also for a true culture. It's like, just like a client, it's just like any relationship that you have. If you're in a relationship with someone and they feel like you don't care about them, how is that relationship?
Not too good.
Not too good.
No.
It's kind of like a one-sided relationship.
Yeah.
It's almost like the person on the other side feels that you're only trying to get something out of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And I'm not going to put effort into that relationship.
100%.
Like that right now.
Which means that if you're on the other side of that as an employee,
yeah,
you're not going to put the effort into my business.
No.
You know?
I want to feel valued.
100%. 100%. Which means that the clients are then going to feel devalued as well, and it's going to ruin their experience, and it's the entire trickle-down effect. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're going to hit on today. I actually just flew in super late last night. We were supposed to get in. We were away in, where the heck were we?
Colorado. Denver.
Oh yeah, we were in Colorado. I know, right?
You're still tired. It's
I know.
Okay.
But we were in Colorado at an amazing conference with Russell Brunson. It was incredible. Took my son there, and we just got in. We were supposed to get in like 9:45 last night. Ended up getting in and to sleep by like 3:45 this morning.
Yeah.
And got up, slammed a workout. We actually worked out together, so it was awesome. And then we were talking about this. And we're like, let's just go record one. Let's go get it. And, you know, relationships with employees is like, well, okay, great. We talked about it in the intro, but how do we do it? You know, is really the question. And, you know, I want to start off really just talking about an incredible talent that Laura has. She's a relationship queen. Like I've never seen anything like it. I really have never seen anything like it. You know, and I'm the type of person who's just like, just go for it. Just go for it. Just go for it. And I've learned over time, you know, that I need to care more, you know. And I think originally I'd get very frustrated when someone wouldn't, you know, sign up or become a member or whatever it might be. And I would almost like blame them. And again, I was very childish, you know, in that sense. And then over time, you know, throughout our relationship, I would see how you are able to go in and just own a conversation so like simplistically and like elegantly, and I always admired that. And I was just like how do you do that? And it comes down to one word, and it starts with an L.
Listen.
It's that. It's relationships with employees, relationships with anyone is about listening. And the only way, so we're talking about the how, the only way we can do that is ask.
Right.
Is ask.
And we're not talking about just listen, hearing what they're saying, kind of nodding your head, thinking about what you're going to say next,
yeah,
and just having this sort of back and forth. It's actually listening to what they're saying, asking questions about what they're telling you, really like putting that empathy card in there and kind of like almost, you know, trying to feel what they would feel. And I've always been genuinely interested in people.
Naturally.
And I really just want to know like about their life, like really just tell me. And I am all in when you're talking to me. Like I am listening to you. I am thinking of questions. Like I want to know more genuinely. That's just how, yeah, I've always been.
It's honestly, it's jaw dropping to watch. Like, and we'll talk about this a little bit, you know, but basically what we're talking about is we're talking about a dialogue as opposed to two altering monologues.
Right.
And that's literally how people transact in a lot of times. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, she's telling me something right now, but I'm thinking about, okay, well,
yeah,
how can I tell my story about my life and my situation? You know what I mean? And we do this with everyone. We do this with our friends. We do this with our loved ones, our significant others. And we do this absolutely with our clients, even.
Yeah.
You know, it should be all about the clients and listening to them. How can,
yeah,
we bring them value? And we do it with our employees the exact same way.
Right.
And that leads to that trickle-down effect that we were talking about right here. And basically having that attitude that she was just talking about, is incredible. It's basically like the go-giver attitude. There's a great book out there. If you haven't read The Go-Giver, go check that out. But it's really all about servitude. Mm-hmm. And what we're missing is the fact that we actually get so much more when we give at the end of the day. And really when we give our time and we give our attention, you know, and we give our intention at the same time.
Yeah.
Just like you were talking about, you're like, I always would listen to them and be empathetic with them. And I'd ask them questions. The questions you ask are incredible. And so let me get into some stories here. And a kind of a running joke that I have with her, but it's really just like an admiration joke for me. Because I'm like, oh my God, she freaking did it again. It literally...
She
makes people cry. She makes everybody cry.
Not in a sad way, like
in an incredible way. Like she will dig in, and I'm not even kidding. Like, okay, so we had our first son, was that with Gavin,
or what?
With when you made the nurse who came over cry.
Oh, the lactation nurse. Yes, with Gavin. Yes.
So the lactation nurse came over, and before I know it, I don't even think I was in the room, but I come in and Laura's got this woman like crying. And she's like, I'm sorry. Like, I don't know what's wrong with me. I've never had this before. This. And I'm just like, she did it again. Like, oh
my
God.
And I was the one having trouble breastfeeding. And
right.
She's crying.
Right. But again, she started asking her questions. Laura started asking this woman questions about her life and about her. And all of a sudden, again, the quality of your life is based upon the quality of the questions that you ask. That's a direct John DeMartini quote. And it is so amazingly true. But she just started digging in and expressed to this woman that she cared. And the woman didn't have anyone to vent to is really what happened.
Yeah.
And she did. And she left uplifted. The woman left uplifted.
Right.
You know, and I can't even tell you how many situations that Laura's done this with. In fact, another situation, you know, a thing that I always do and that we've done so many times, I can't even tell you how many, is I'm like, look, I need you to find out about this person. I'm just going to leave you alone with this person for like 10 minutes. And I mean, without fail, she knows everything about them.
When
I'm talking.
Has it not worked?
Well, I was gonna say it's like my best friends, my best friends too. It's like all of a sudden she'll come back and be like, oh yeah, they told me this, and this. I'm like, what? I'm like, I didn't know that.
But let me clarify too. I'm not grilling them with questions, as you know.
No.
Like it's more just like I can feel out where a person's at
it's
and what
elegant.
They what they are comfortable answering. Like I would never ask somebody a question that's too personal or that I thought would be very uncomfortable.
I'm gonna actually put a stop right there because. That is not true.
Oh, what?
That is not true.
Wait, what did I do?
So, she may think that, but she will go. She's got that elegance about her that when she does it, again, she's like eye to eye into it. She's like, I am into the situation with you, to where she will ask those questions that you're like, oh my God, I can't believe she just asked that. I can't believe she just asked that. Like, so I hear you're getting a divorce. How are you feeling? What are you feeling about it? But and I'm just like, oh my God. But then the person's like, oh, and they just answer. And it's like,
because I felt them out.
Right.
I can feel them out
right.
before I ask it. I would never
right.
go in cold and just ask somebody that ever.
Right. But you set it up with one to two questions mm-hmm. and you go. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And it's just incredible. And again, it's about relationships. It's about
right.
the relationships and about truly expressing that you care for someone.
Totally.
And again, your attention is there. You're engaged and you're able to ask questions relevant to what they're saying so that they know you're engaged as opposed to that altering monologue
yes.
where it's like, well, they just spilled their heart on something a little bit. They gave a touch because they're kind of trying to test to see if you're into it.
Right.
And all of a sudden you're talking about yourself.
Or I'm
making
eye contact and I'm looking around and like kind of
right.
losing
or you're
interest.
Like,
yeah.
Or looking at your phone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That type of situation. And they're gone. They're like, oh, I'm closed down.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to go generic now.
How is it any different with your employees?
I mean, it's not. I mean, there's not the relationship of, you know, we're close friends.
Right.
But they're still people and you still need to show them that you care. They're still
yes.
working for you.
Yes.
Doing a service
absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely. And I know I'm kind of all over the place with this one too. I want to circle back to the how again. I wanted to share that so much because that is... Man, I wish I had your talent, you know, with my employees as well. And I've had to kind of, you know, put it together strategically to be able to do it. You know, but how we do it is we actually go in and we meet with each of them individually and we talk about their goals. You know, we actually, and I know it sounds simplistic, but number one, we ask about their values. You
yeah.
know, so we talk about, hey, what's most important to you in your life? You know what I mean? And we do it in a more strategic way. But, you know, I say like for me, it is my family. It's business development. It's research. You know, working with my body in terms of fitness and nutrition, and then also finance. I love building finance. You know, those are like my values. That's what's most important to me. I give them an example like that, and I say, if you were to list two things, what are the two most important things to you in your life? And another way to ask that question is, you know, because some people are like, oh, well, family and you know, so on and so forth. Family is definitely going to come up. Or it may not. You know, it may be work. It may be whatever. Maybe money. You know what I mean? And the thing is that I always say, you know, don't judge yourself on it. Just like you got to be true to your heart. You know, because again, if you're not, then you're almost trying to just fool yourself.
It's not a test. You're just asking.
It's not a test. You know, we're just asking them so that I know how to better communicate with them in terms of their values. You know what I mean? That is the key with this. So we find out what's most important to them in their life. So I know, okay, great. Well, here's how I can now converse with you. Because I know that money is important to you, and I know that study is important to you. So maybe now we can have conversations about investments, and we can have conversations about amazing books that we've been reading, and we can almost have, you know, side conversations about that, because I share the love with that, you know, with you as well, you know, and we can build a relationship that way. So that's number one. Find out what's most important, because who asks that? No one asks, like, hey, so what are you into? What are you into? You know, anything like
that.
It's
almost like they're probably taken aback, like, whoa. Like, I have to think about this. No one really ever asked me that.
Totally. And we do that to the point where they're like, you know, because another way to ask that question is, you know, what's most important to you, or what are you most afraid of losing in your life? That if it were taken away, it would devastate you. It's the same answer, you know, so then we get those two first. Mm-hmm. And then we say, okay, well, what are your goals? And actually, I want to revert back. We actually do present them, and we base this on like the seven areas of life, you know, in terms of what's most important to you. Because a lot of times people be like, I don't know, family. You know what I mean? Because it's kind of generic. And so we lay it out and we say, you know, out of like spirituality, out of mental growth, out of finance, family, work. Yep, exactly. Vocational, social life, and then physical. You know, those seven areas of life. So that's what it's based upon, to kind of give them examples. And then we get into the goals, like I said. You know, it's more like, okay, well, what are your goals personally and professionally? That's where we go. Mm-hmm. And then what we do is we link the two together. We say, okay, great. You know, so how is achieving that goal, you know, personally, how is that going to benefit what's most important to you, number one? How is that going to benefit what's most important to you, number two? And then how is achieving the work goal going to benefit what's most important to you, number one? Going to benefit what's most important to you, number two? And I want to kind of dig into that for a quick second, because then we relate it back to work. That's where we're going with it next. We relate to the work. So let's kind of talk about, you know, general in work. You know, my goal is to increase my money, or whatever it may be, the income that I'm getting, so I can better take care of my family.
Right.
Okay. You know, so, okay, well, that's what they found. They have their goal of, I want to make more money. I want to make 25% more money that I'm making right now. And my number one value is family. So I say, well, how is making that 25% more money than you're making right now, how's that going to benefit your family life? How's that going to benefit you and your family's relationship?
More specifics?
More specifics. So like, what? Let's say that we're role-playing right now, and I say to you, how is you making 25% more income, how's that going to benefit your family?
Oh, like we're going to be able to do more, have more freedom.
Great. So let's talk about that. So why is you being able to do more and have more freedom, why is that a benefit for you and your family?
Because we'd be less stressed as parents, and then that will trickle down to our kids. And
man, let's talk about
see
that.
Us being more relaxed.
So how valuable is it to you having less stress in your life like that?
It's invaluable. It's the most important thing for us.
How do you think that's going to benefit your kids?
Oh, I think that they just be happier in general, seeing their parents happy. I think we're the ultimate role models for them.
So,
if they feel stressed and grow up in a stressed household, they're going to be stressed. It's the attachment bonding,
absolutely.
Right?
So it is attachment bonding. Yeah. It's like they do what they see, not what we say. Mm-hmm. So if you're able to give that to them, what's that mean that you're able to give that level to your kids? What's that mean to you?
That'd be my purpose. That's my purpose, and like, it's my fulfillment.
There you go.
Basically.
And we just got it to like, wow, there's a huge connection right there. And these were actually true answers. I could kind of feel you on that.
Yeah.
And that's really where most people are going to be with it, right?
Right.
So they're like, wow, well, now I'm dedicated to getting that 25% more, you know, money. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we know, because everyone's going to say they want to make more money. You know what I mean? That's going to be their goal, their professional goal. They want to move up in the company, and they want to make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You know, fantastic. It's up to us to actually be able to provide those opportunities for them.
Right.
And what we can say to them is, absolutely, I want to get you there. And obviously, as you know, as a business owner, it's just a matter of, well, how much value can someone provide? Because if they're able to provide that value, absolutely, I'll pay them. I'll pay them all day. I've got a crazy itchy nose. I'm like, I'll be able to pay them that, because they're providing that value all day.
Yeah.
And really what it comes down to as an employee is we want to be able to be getting roughly 6 to 10 times the value of what we're paying someone. So if we're paying someone, I'm going to mess with my math here. If we're paying someone 50 grand, we need to be able to get, what, 300?
Yeah,
$300,000 worth of business out of that, between $300,000 and $500,000, you know, out of that employee, you know, at the end of the day. So what value can that person bring? And it really comes down to who are your A players at the end of the day, the people who are dependable, the people who you see, you see opportunity with, you know, you see, hey, you know what? Because again, they may be doing X, but you're like, wow, they're an amazing, they're amazing at this particular aspect of the business. And I know that they'd be open to it, because if, and you bring them the opportunity and be like, hey, you know what, here's your opportunity. They'd be like, boom, I'm on it. You know, if they're the right person, I'm on it. If it's not in the exact realm, there's always going to be high level people that we need. So there's that opportunity for them. So now we link it back to the job that they're doing right now. You know, because it's like, well, they might be then resentful of the job they're doing right now, because they're like, oh, I'm not making that much money in my job. I want to make 25% more. So we break down the actual things that they're doing in their particular job. And we say, okay, what are the, like, the 10 things that you're doing in your job right now? Okay, well, you know, as a trainer, you know, I work the sessions. I mop up afterwards. I have to change the garbage, you know, and keep going down that list. And then what I do is I have them rank on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, the things that they loved doing, a 10, and the things that they least like doing, a 1. You know what I mean? And everywhere in between, you know. And what we do is we actually take everything that's a 4 and below, and we take those things, and then we link those. So we say, okay, you mopping the floor, mopping the floor. Great. Okay, so you hate doing that. That's a 2, right? You don't see any value in that. Great. So how is you mopping the floor, and we're going to role play with this.
Oh.
How is you mopping the floor going to benefit, because you said your family is the most important thing to you in your life, right? And you want to get that higher level income, right? So how is you mopping the floor diligently and taking that extremely seriously and crushing that, how is that going to benefit your family?
Well, it's going to create a cleaner environment for my clients, and they're going to come in, and they might even notice that this room looks really clean.
Okay, great.
They might, comment. They might get a better workout.
Great.
That's going to make maybe me more, feel really good.
Yeah, maybe more retention because of the cleanliness. Because
people
care about that. People care about that.
Oh, yes, they 100%. Do. We've learned that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I've learned that the hard way over the years.
But, and not to blame them. I mean, who wouldn't? I want to walk into a clean gym.
And I want to know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Okay, great. Well, you're right about all those different things. And then it would be, you know, okay, great. So how is it an example for your team? How is you doing that? How is it an example for your team and for your kids? What is that showing them that you're taking that time to do something that's menial and that people would say normally complain about? What does that show your family, those actions? Does it show them?
Like the care and patience you're putting into it.
So how valuable is that of a lesson for your kids?
Oh, I think it's a great value. You're not going to love a great lesson. You're not going to love everything you do, but you're still putting time and care into something. And it's still part of the whole puzzle. It's going to help support your family and
bring more
money.
And how's that going to help you grow in the company? By you having that level of detail, if you can put that level into mopping, you know, and you have all these other things that you like above that, how is that level of detail and that level of dedication, how do you feel that that's going to be able to advance you in the company?
I think that my boss would see that, and if they, I don't know what I'm trying to say, like, if they had another job, they might consider me for it because they see that I'm okay doing stuff like this and I'm patient with it and I'm put the time and effort into it and I'm not complaining about it.
100%.
So wouldn't they want me on a different job maybe?
Absolutely. And if you're like always into it, 100%.
Right.
You know, so now how's that going to benefit your family?
Well, now I'm moving up in the company and I might be making more money.
Absolutely. Is that going to make you move up faster or slower?
Faster.
Hands down. Hands 100%. Down, you know, and, you know, going in and digging into these questions, this is really the DeMartini method, you know, that I'm doing right here. But it really comes down to how is doing the things that you don't like going to benefit your family? And it really comes down to, you know, leading by example. It's going to make me a leader. And you actually dove into this a little bit. It's going to show my kids that, you know, sometimes, you know, again, as even as entrepreneurs, we do things that many times we don't love at the end of the day, but we love what we do in full, in spectrum, you know, so we're willing to do it. I will go in and I will wipe down the toilets, I will clean the toilets, I will empty the trash, and I do that because it bothers me when it's not done. I mean, like, even to this day, you know what I mean? And I don't need to do that. I can pay someone to do that. But at the end of the day, I care. You know what I mean? And I'm not above it. You know, I think that's the other thing as well, is that, you know, we're not above these little things. It's like these little things I feel are honestly the most valuable that we can do. Because if we can show like dedication and drive and compassion and like desire to crush those little things, imagine what we're going to be doing when we're doing the things that we love. And that is what any boss wants to see. It's like, oh my God, like, Mm-hmm. Look at this person is just like crazy. Not only with that, but look at the detail they're putting into this other thing that most people hate to do. They change the garbage. They never let that garbage overflow.
Or wipe the mirrors down. Spotless.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And they're always greeting people, standing at the door by name. You know, they stand by the door by name, and all these little details that they're doing, that they're crushing. I would be a fool not to consider you for an advance. Be like, man, then this girl catches on to everything, and she's just like asking questions, and she's into it. The things that everyone else considers stupid and that they hate to do. I'd be a fool not to consider you for that.
And she's not
level.
Complaining either.
And she's not complaining.
Just doing her job.
Yeah. So I think that is really, you know, how we build relationships with our team, you know, with our employees, is that, again, we find out what's most important to them. What are their highest values in their life? And then we find out their goals, right? And then we link the two together. How is achieving this goal going to benefit your family? Okay, great. Now let's talk about how to get that goal. From the position you're in right now. Mm-hmm. We map out the things that they're doing. We choose the things that they don't like doing as much. And then we actually link, how is you crushing that and doing an amazing job? How is that going to benefit your family? Great. How is the next thing, or value
whatever
number one?
Your value
yeah,
is,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then the next thing they don't like, how is you changing the garbage? How is that going to benefit your family? How is that going to be an example for your family? You know, and another answer is, well, it's going to provide. Okay,
yeah.
So why is it valuable for you to be able to provide for your family? Let's rip into that. Why is that valuable? If it's going to provide for your family, why is that important to you? Who cares? What's that mean to you?
Just to be able to give my family a good life, I guess. It's huge.
Even just that, that. It's like, so what
it's
you're
simple,
saying is that by you doing these little details and putting love and effort into them, it's actually better enabling you to give your family a better life?
Yeah.
And it is. It 100% is. So what we're doing is we're attaching love mm-hmm. to the things that most people hate, you know, and it's not in a deceptive way. It's true. You know, we have these amazing opportunities in this country, and we overlook so many of it. You know, we overlook so many of them,
yeah.
and we take them for granted. And this is really just showing, like, wow, like at the end of the day, I get to clean the toilets in my facility.
I was literally just going
to
say that.
Yeah, I get to change the garbage.
Not I have to, I get to.
Yeah. You know, and it's like, oh, I have to work out, I have to do this, I have to change that. No, I get to do that.
And you don't have to do anything.
No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. But there's never going to be a job where there's something you dislike in it. You know, or without, I don't know if I said
that
right.
Something you
without
dislike.
Something
yeah.
you dislike, 100%. Mm-hmm. There's never going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you attach love to those things that you can accelerate through them and accelerate your progress and your growth? And that's what we want at the end of the day. It's like, I don't think there's, you know, here's the deal. We're fools if we're like, I don't want to pay anyone any more money. Great. Well, then you're not going to actually be getting quality, and you're not going to be actually getting people who are bought into what your dream is and your company goal to be able to provide more and more value. Because what if that person, you know, was basically just a cleaner, let's just say, whatever, you know, you want to call it, and all of a sudden you're like, wow, they're diligent, and all of a sudden they become a front desk person, and they're like, wow, I want to train, and all of a sudden they become a trainer because they're just crushing everything, they're learning everything.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, this person wasn't even a trainer at all, and now they're like my best trainer, and then they keep growing and asking more questions and growing, and before you know it, they're managing the training team. Or they're like, hey, I've got this amazing idea and I want to help people with this, so they start a new training program, and all these different, that's how great companies are built, with great people like that.
And you might have to weed out a few, to be honest.
You will have to weed out a
yeah.
few. You will.
Try
she's
to be
being
nice.
Trying
to be nice.
She knows that. I can't even tell you how many people that she's told me, that person's got to go. You know, because many times I've been blind. She has that innate sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and I meet him, like,
well,
what?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why our partnership is so great, and why I wanted to bring her on here, is because all these things that, it wasn't just me building this company. You know, and it wasn't just her building the company. It was our entire team. But at the end of the day, she has always been my sounding board and my voice of reason, and also the incredible ideas, you know, that you come up with. And I'm like, oh, I have this thought and this thought. And you're like, whoa, 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 you're all over the place. Choose one. Focus on one. What do you think about this? And it's like, oh, you know what I mean? So the amount of value that I know she's going to be able to provide to you guys as well is outstanding, you know, and I'm grateful to have you here.
Thanks, Han.
So hopefully you guys got some good stuff out of this, some things that you can apply right away for your team to be able to really raise your employees up and build a relationship with them. That's all we've got for you guys today. Thank you so much for joining us. Trev Bucherri here. Laura Bucherri here. We're with Jim Profit Rocket. Thank you so much again. Have an incredible rest of your day. Take care. For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri.
And be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com, where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.